So yesterday we began our Chazara that we will hopefully complete now. Yesterday we laid out a framework for thinking, which we're going to continue. We began with the Isser of Yichud, Daraisa, Drabanan, the two criteria that define the Isser Yichud Daraisa is Beseser and Arayos. If either of those is missing, if it's three or more people, it's automatically maximum drabanan. Or if it's not yichud arayos, let's say yisrael and nachras, also automatically maximum yichud drabanan. We spoke about sort of the three general principles about yichud situations, which is malka ben osrin, mechura davar, and the question of zman. That was sort of the way we had charted yesterday, the top of the chart, sort of the general isra of yichud. And then we began to dig into, and here we continue, thinking about the bulk of Hilchos Yichud, which is what are the kulos, and you know the details of what your solutions are, figuring out what, and this, so that you can analyze any given situation, and figure out is it already mutter as it stands, or if not, what do I need to change, what do I need to tinker with, so that what factor do I need to introduce to the situation so that I will have a valid heter for what would be an Isser Yichud. So yesterday we dealt with the first two kulos. As we pointed out, the kulos of Yichud, the heter of Yichud, fall into these three categories, these three classes. Class one is someone with whom I have no Isser Yichud. Class two is Ayin HaShomer. Class three is situations. So yesterday we spoke about kula number one, Krov Aso. Kula number two was Isha. Shabbal of the ear. The Krov Aso, you remember we had said, was number one, Ishto, as in, even though she's a Nida, and no Isser Yichud there, typically. Then there was Imo, Bito, that was the Mishnah, Pasuk, Mishnah, parents and children, as well as the Bach adds Ziknaso, or Nechdaso, grandparents, grandchildren, same thing. And finally, potentially, Achoso. Okay, and then there was some discussion about how Achoso works, whether it works, how it works. Dira versus Yichud, Isha Baal Bir, went through some alumnus yesterday, Libo Gaspa, Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, whether Baal Bir belongs here at all, we pass like Tosfos, it does. Baal Bir is a heter, not just a Ptur Onshin. The Gemara says it's limited to cases where it's not Libo Gaspa, and we discussed at some length, the Machlokas, Rashi Rambam, what's the lumdus of Baal Bir, with many, many nafkaminas. Is it just a practical, limited to practical possibility the husband may actually walk through the door? Or more broadly, psychically, it's inhibiting the fact that this woman's husband is around. Is inhibiting. Then we understand, well, according to that, why Libo Gaspa is going to sort of neutralize that. That's disinhibiting. Okay. The first category is Kulos 1 and 2 are Reuven and Eliza are mutzis to be alone together, either because Reuven and Eliza are related in one of these ways, or because Eliza is a married woman whose husband is in town. So either way, In these two cases, Reuven and Eliza have no Isser Yichud because of Reuven and Eliza's relationship or because of Eliza's own status. But Reuven will say, I have no Isser Yichud because of who Eliza is, because she's my relative of this sort, or because she's Isher's Baal Bir. But let's say that's not the case, so then I can neutralize the situation by adding a Shomer. Now, the idea of a Shomer, you remember, comes up initially in the Mishnah. That's one of the five dinim that appear in that core Mishnah on Peyam Beis. The Mishnah says that two men and a woman, Shnei Anashim, the Isha Achaz, there's no Isser Yichud. So that means Reuven and Eliza have an Isser Yichud, but Reuven, Shimon, and Eliza, Mutter. Why? Well, what that means essentially is Shimon is a Shomer for Reuven and Eliza, and vice versa. Reuven is a Shomer for Shimon and Eliza. So that's adding one more man. Is going to be he'll be a shomer. And the Gemara has said, that's what the Mishnah said, Shnei Anashim v'Ishachar. The Shnei Anashim means you're adding one more man, one additional man. The Gemara had added, has to be an Ish Kasher. Right? The Gemara had said that adding a paritz does not help you. Gemara has some vivid stories, a room full of prutzim, is not going, a woman walks into a wolf room full of prutzim, that is going to be a yichud problem. That is not going to solve anything. You'll remember that there had been a machlokas, Rambam versus most other Rishonim, who is a kasher. Does kasher just mean, we usually assume kasher means a fellow who, a Yirei Shamayim and Dr. Gemitzis, a Jew who doesn't violate the din, not a paritz, or Rambam seems to understand, because the good Rav had said in the Pei Alef Amud Alef, no, a kasher means not just a Jew who keeps the din. A kasher is a Jew who is mamish, almost perhaps even literally gone through fire. A Jew who is ready to be moser nefesh rather than violate gilai raya. Someone who's mamish been tested to that extent, azat tzadik nifla, he's a kasher. That's what Rav said, I'm not a kasher. And Rav said to Rav Yehuda, you and I are alone with this woman, even though we're outdoors, that just because we're outdoors doesn't eliminate the isra yichud. The two of us alone, this woman is not is going to be in this yichud. We better leave. We better walk quickly to get ahead of her. I think Rav Yehuda said, but we're shnei anashim ksheirim. So Rav said, no, we're not shnei anashim ksheirim. We are not shnei anashim ksheirim. We're not ksheirim. So that was the Rav said, kasher is a super kasher. That was the machlokas. Rambam other Rishonim, Mechaber, Ramah, whether we accept that Rav is being normative halacha, or was Rav is giving a chumrah. So certainly for Ashkenazim, we paskin, and perhaps even Sfaradim, assume like the Ramah, who paskins like Ashkenazi and Sfaradi Rishonim, but not the Rambam, that Ramah I quote the Rav. That's Tam on Nashim Kshem. Regular normal observant Jews who keep the din are on Nashim Kshem. Okay, so that's number one. And Ish Kasher is going to be a Shomer. Then the Mishnah said that adding a second woman to the mix, Reuven, Eliza, and Yocheved is not Mutter. Shtei Nashim V'Ish Echad is not Mutter, meaning adding a woman is not in of herself going to serve as the Shomeris. However, you remember the Gemara had explained why the question, why not? The answer was Nashim Daitan Kalos, which meant the dynamic of the situation is such, it's slightly more likely that the one man will convince both women to sin with him than that the one woman will convince both men to sin with her. Both are possible. Neither one is particularly likely. Obviously, there's far more of a concern when it's just one man and one woman than once you have three as a crowd. But the chance of something going awry, tragically, heinously awry, is further reduced, the chance is more mitigated, the chance is more reduced by adding a second man than by adding a second woman. Maybe both of them will participate. And that's why most posts can assume that just a stami shekshera is not a shomeres, but if she's a woman with whom I have no isra yichud, she's from heter number one or heter number two, then not only is Reuven allowed to be misyached with his sister, we paskin, he could also be misyached with his sister and another woman. To be misyached with the grandmother and the cousin, that's mutter, because since I have no esr yichud with a grandmother, so she's not a potential participant in a chet, so therefore she serves as a shomeres. And that's how we paskin. Actually, our post is more machmer, but that's how we paskin. Isha Hamuteras lo b'yichud. In other words, either heter number one or heter number two, either one of these relatives, or Reuven is alone with Aliza and Yocheved. Aliza is b'al b'ir. So not only is Reuven mutter to b'yichud with Aliza, but Aliza then serves as the shomeres vis-a-vis Reuven and Yocheved. That's how we assume lahalacha. So that's another way of adding a shomer is not just adding isha ksheir, but specifically adding isha hamateras lo b'yichud. Or there are other types of women who can also serve as shomeros. Either a woman can serve as a shomeres because she's hamateras lo b'yichud, or she can serve as a shomeres because she is a tinokas. That was Gemara and Pei Aleph Amud Beis. If she's on the young side, young enough, old enough to understand the fact of life, so she can serve practically as a valid shomeres, she would understand that something is awry, but young enough that she's not yet tempted the way a teenager or an adult woman would be tempted. That's a tinokas. That the language of the Gemara was yodas tam bia ve'enam osaras atzlabia. That's another example of a woman who can serve as shomeres because of her age. Then the third example of a woman who could serve as a shomeres was any one of the chamesh nashim. Remember the Gemara said, the Gemara identified five relationships between women which are often, not always, but often have a negative element to them. Well, the Gemara had spoken about the mother-in-law-daughter relationship, the stepmother-stepdaughter relationship. The Gemara spoke about sisters-in-law. Sisters-in-law come in two flavors. When one is married to the other one's brother, or when the two of them are married to two brothers, two types of sisters-in-law. And then finally, tzaros, where two of them are married to the same man. So in all those cases, again, as we pointed out, those cases can and ought to be incredibly positive. There are plenty of situations of remarkably wonderful relations between mother-in-law and daughter-in-law, between sisters-in-law and so forth, between step-parents and step-children could be absolutely stupendous, magnificent relationships, and you should seek to have marvelous relationships in all those contexts. But statistically speaking, the incidence of antipathy and animus between in-laws is greater than between two random people, significantly higher, unfortunately. The dynamic is such that it is an isayon, and therefore the concern of Nashim Dayot Kalas does not apply when the two women with whom Reuven is alone are related to each other in this potentially negative way. For Reuven to be, that's cooler number six. For Reuven to be alone with Yocheved and Aliza's mutter, if Yocheved and Aliza are sisters-in-law to each other, or mother-in-law, daughter-in-law, or stepmother and stepdaughter, or tzaros. Because then the increased possibility that they don't get along with each other is going to throw off the concern, will mitigate the concern of Yichud with the two of them. So again, you can add a shomer, kula number three is with an ish who's kosher, or kulas number four, five, and six with an isha who's mataras lo b'yichud, an isha who's at the age of a tinokus, or an isha who is chamesh nashim to the other woman in the room. And then finally, I think this we had not touched on deeply, but the Ramah does quote from Rashi, and we did touch upon this in the last Hilchas Yichud here, Rashi and Pei Beis Amud Aleph. The Mishnah, Pei Beis Amud Aleph, the second Mishnah in the Yichud Sugis, I'm sorry, it's the third Mishnah. There are two Mishnahs in Pei Beis Amud Aleph. Kol Sha'al Sakev Imanash Lo Yisach Imanash. The Mishnah, the second Mishnah, Pei Beis Amud Aleph begins, that anyone who works with women, a man who's in a female-oriented field, let's say he sells perfume. So his client, he sells women's clothing. Or he's a doctor whose practice is predominantly female. He's OBGYN. So a man who's in a line of work where the client base is female, so the Mishnah says he cannot have yichud with women. So we had seen that machlok rishon, what does that mean? Well, no man can have yichud with women. Why would he be any different? So the Rambam had understood, it means even he cannot have yichud with women. I would have thought, the Rambam says, that because he has business relations with women all the time, so he's like immune and inured, and he doesn't have to be so concerned because he's related to them clinically all the time. Kamashla, no, don't. Just because you have plain business relations with women doesn't mean, therefore, that you're immune to taiva. That's why the Rambam read the Mishnah. Other Rishonim read it even more vigorously. Adrabba, not only can he not take kulos, he actually has to be extra machamir. Because of his added involvement and engagement, he has to take more concerns. A little bit like the idea of libo gaspa. So, according to Rashi and Tosas, there's some kula that usually applies that doesn't apply if it's sakiv anashim. What is that kula? So, according to Rashi, it's meduik in the Mishnah. He's asakiv anashim lo yisached im ahem, with them. I mean, with them? So Rashi says, even with a group of them, even with three of them. Rashi says, the previous Mishnah Pei, it said, a man cannot have yichud with two women. Rashi claims, but with three women is mutter, unless he's asakim manashim. If you work in a feminine line of work, so then you cannot even yichud with three women. But a typical man who doesn't work in a particularly female-oriented line of work, he is permitted to have yichud with three women. Now, the heter of ish echad and gimel nashim means that shtei nashim, no safim, no safos rather, serve as a as shomros. One woman, one additional woman, a total of two women, which means one additional woman doesn't serve as shomeres, but to add two additional women for a total of three, ish echad v'shalosh nashim, would serve as shomeres. So add, this means add one ish kasha, add nisha v'teres aviyifet, add a tinokas, add one additional one of the chamesh nashim, or add two additional women. So that's a kula that Rashi has. Rama, other Rishonim disagree, as I mentioned. The Rambam definitely disagrees. Even Balei Tosfos have different other interpretations of that Mishnah. So Lefi Rashi, it's mutter. So the Rama seems to indicate that maybe later, I think the postman assumed, but if you're stuck, maybe we would rely on that kula. That's not something that we would ideally want to rely on. Now, one meta point maybe about Shomrim as a whole, all of these Shomrim, when you talk about adding a Shomer, here's a meta point about adding a Shomer. And that is the following. The Gemara had said, but Baderach, to add one additional man, two men and a woman is mutter, Ba'ir. When you're in civilization and there's no need for someone to suddenly need the bathroom and have to walk a long way and disappear for an extended period of time. Remember the Gemara said that if you're baderech, if you're out in the wilderness, you're hiking, and if the call of nature is going to mean suddenly one of these men is going to have to disappear for 15 minutes at a time because you need to get some privacy and you're in the wilderness and you have to hike a few minutes off the trail and then you have to hike a few minutes back to the trail. So then, baderech, the Gemara said you need a total of three men and a woman, meaning you need two such shomer. You can't add one ishkash, you gotta add two anashim shem, or presumably two tinokos, or two nashim mataras b'ichad, or an additional three women from the chamesh nashim instead of just the two. So as baderech, you need two such shomerim. And remember the Rama according to the Raya, it's also true about Laila. At night, even if you're Ba'ir, at night when people may doze off, or when people are asleep, so a sleeping shomer is a half a shomer. Shnei Anashim v'Isha Achas, at night, is not mutter, because the guys, Reuven, Shimon, and Yocheved, normally that would be fine. Shimon is shomer for Reuven, Yocheved. But if Shimon's sleeping, he is not obviously nearly as aware of his surroundings as when he's awake. So a sleeping shomer doesn't help. But if you have two sleeping shomerim, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yocheved, if either Shimon or Levi can independently wake up, each one is an independent risk, and wake up and then see you. So that's two sleeping shomerim, or two shomer baderech, suffice. Whoever qualifies as a shomer, baderech v'ala, you need two. And one nekuda. You remember we had said that the Isha Mutaris B'Yichud, that was number four, that was a bit of a question. Most posts assume logically that Achoso Imo or Bito Imo should be Mutar. Right? The problem is that the Mishnah only says Ishto Imo, that Mishnah payment base. Why is the Mishnah not going to say Ishto Imo is Mutar? That's less of a Chiddush. A wife strikes us as being the most powerful, most potent type of Shomeres. It seems as though only Ishto, but not Achoso Imo, not Bito Imo. So indeed, there are poskim who don't accept Kula number four. If you are going to accept Kula number four, which is, I think, the predominant view, if even Bito Imo or Achoso Imo is Mutter B'Yichud, that Reuven could be alone with a random woman plus his sister, a random woman plus his daughter, so why the Mishnah Davka say Ishto Imo? So the poskim answer is what the Dvar Halacha quotes, because Ishto Imo is even a stronger kula. Because the Mishnah said that Ishto Imo even works overnight. So, but there, well, you need two such shomrim or Ishto. But Derech Balayla, Ishto Imo, you just need the one wife, serves as a shomer, is even Balayla. But any other shomer other than Ishto, you're going to need to double your numbers. If it's Baderach or Balel. Okay. So now we have so far two out of the three classes of Heter of Yichud. The first class was someone who had no Isra Yichud. Number one, Krovaso. Number two, Isha Shabbat Be'ir. And then in terms of adding a shomer, so as adding a shomer, we had another four or five kulas. I can add an ish kasher, or I can add an isha mataras b'yichud. I can add an isha age-wise, she's a tinokas. Or I can add an isha who serves as a shomeres because she and the other woman in the room are chamesh nashim to one another. And according to Rashi, which is again a somewhat questionable kula, I can add any two women as a shomeres for a total of three women and a man, according to Rashi, is mutter. And now finally, we come to the last two kulas, which are situational kulas. Situational kulas. The first situational kula was Pesach Pasuach. Pesach Pasuach, which is Rabbim, that's the Gemara on Pei Aleph Amud Aleph. Right after Rabba said kula number two, Ba'al Be'ir, Rav Yosef said kula number eight, Pesach Pasuach, which is Rabbim, Ein Choshishin Mishum Yichud. And in the discussion of Pesach Pasuach, there were three major issues that came up. Number one was, what do you mean by Rishos HaRabim? Number two, what do you mean by Pesach Pasuach? And number three was, how about Libo Gaspo? So in terms of Rishos HaRabim, open to what sort of space? What sort of space are you accessing? So remember, the Bar Hetev had said, it has nothing to do with whether it's owned by the Rabbim or owned by the Yachid. It doesn't even have to do with, in theory, is it a public access space. It has to do with Lamaisa, is there actually a public there? Or in the Bar Hetev had said at night, he said, I don't mean Shkir Tesach Bechavim, but at night where they're no longer over in Veshavim. Some of you were chazrin the Chanukah Sukkis today. So it has the same lashon, Kalsa Regal Menashav, over in Veshavim. Rishos HaRabim means there actually is traffic now. If it's Amsterdam Avenue at 10 o'clock at night, there's loads of traffic. But on a quiet street in Rockland County at 10 o'clock at night, there's no traffic. So, b'metzias, Rishos HaRabim means there actually is traffic. Where did that come from? The Bar Hetev that said it, according to Knesset HaGedola, but the truth is we saw an earlier mucker is the Gemara on Pei Aleph Amud Aleph. Rav and Rav Yehuda. That story you mentioned before, where he said, where Rav is worried about Yichud, even though they're Kazli Ba'urcha. They're out in the open. They were going on some sort of intercity, intertown trail. So they bump into this woman, all of a sudden Rav is worried about Yichud. So if you look at the number of people who are there, it's not a Yichud situation. It's just Rav. It's a public access road. Anyone else could be walking there also. It doesn't seem like it was a private road. It wasn't Fieldston. It was a publicly owned road. Anyone could be there. And yet Rav is worried about Yichud. Why? So that's an early mucker for this idea of the Baraitin. Anyone could be here, but Lysa, no one is here. And I mentioned the Dvar Halacha quotes from Shama Zalman, also Rav Yashiv. Practically speaking, that means over Meshavim means there's someone walking by around every 5-10 minutes. Which, again, over the course of the day or night, is going to vary. So, you're on a date with a fine young woman, and you want to have a private conversation, you don't want to be so close to people passing by that they hear you, but you do want to be in positions that people can see you. That way you'll eliminate your problem of yichud. So you want to be positioned in a place where people are passing by every 5-10 minutes, and from that spot they can see, you're sitting on a bench where they can see you. So it may be that when you first sat down, people are passing by on the trail that overlooks your bench, but after 3 hours sitting on the bench together, the foot traffic has decreased, and now it's time to find a different place. That's the first point in Pesach Pasuach, the definition of Rishos Rabim. The second point of Pesach Pasuach was the definition of Pasuach. What do I mean? What do I mean by Pasuach? What does Pasuach mean? So that we had Pesach Tshuva at Kuba. So that was the Machlokas. That the Pesach Tshuva quoted between the Radvaz on the one hand, who's Mako, and Rabbi Kiva Egan, the Beis Meir, on the other hand, who are Machne. Rabbi Kiva Egan, the Beis Meir, had said
Pasuach means wide open, which means what you need is visibility. Whereas Radvaz had said, it just means, the word pasuach just means unlocked, which means all you need is possible
entry.
Exactly. That was a big machlokas. What is Pesach Pasuach? Is Pesach Pasuach that just is a possibility of people walking in and finding a real, again, as you said, even according to Radvaz's Mako, the fact that I left the door unlocked but no one's going to walk in, if there's no real chance of people walking in, then it definitely is Aser. But if I left the door open and we're in a context where people, you're in a bungalow colony and people randomly walk into each other's houses, or you're on one of those blocks where the kids are bouncing around from house to house, if your door is unlocked, if there's a real chance that when if your door is unlocked, you know, anyway, someone may walk in any moment, so according to the Radvaz, that's mutter. Possible entry is enough to mutter. Whereas the Rukivayr and Mesmer said, no, that's not enough. It has to actually be visible to anyone walking by. Pasuch means the door is wide open. Anyone walking by can see you. That is, as you mentioned, if you are visible, if a wide open door, or like as you mentioned, the story of Chaim Ezer, the window, if people walking by can see you, that's vadai mutter. Or the case I gave before, you're sitting on the bench in the park, and anyone walking by in the path can see you. If it's still Rosh Hasharabim, you still have a fair amount of traffic on the path, and they can see you. They can see you on the bench from where they're walking the path. That's vadai mutter. It's definitely Pesach Pasuach. If though then you're not visible to the thoroughfare, but there's a possibility of people popping in, that's a machlokas between Kiver and Beis Meir, who say no good, and the Radvaz who says that is acceptable. How do we paskin? So that brings us to the third issue, which is libo gaspa. The Gemara mentions Libo Gaspa in the context of Isha Shabbat Al-Bahir. As we saw, the late Rishonim, early Achronim, raised the question, how about by Pesach Pasuach? Should there be, Shur Sadeshin already begins this conversation, and Osa Kalim pick it up. The same way Libo Gaspa neutralizes the Heter of Bail Be'ir, does it neutralize the Heter of Pesach Pasuach? Yes, it's Pesach Pasuach, but then we're very comfortable with one another. And that's the context, you know, Libo Gaspa is not going to come up. A couple's been dating for a while, and they're very comfortable with one another. Certainly, if they're engaged, even beforehand, they're going to be Libo Gaspa. That's irrelevant for Bailo Be'ir, because if the couple is dating but not married, then hopefully she's not married to anyone else either. So Bailo Be'ir is irrelevant for a dating couple. But Pesach Pasuach is very relevant for a dating couple, like we were just talking about 5 minutes ago. You see on the bench in the park and people walking by. So are you, is it early in the process, or are you already at the point where you're Libo Gaspa? So it's Libo, that's the question the post can raise. Pesach Pasuach and Libo Gaspa. It could be a couple that's dating, it could be cousins, or it could be, you know, you grew up next door to this girl, whatever it is, you're very comfortable, your peers, and you're very comfortable with one another. So does Bail Be'ir disappears by Libo Gaspa? How about Pesach Pasuach? I mean, we discussed, is that I think my understanding is that the standard psak is to combine these two questions. The question of how you define Pesach Pasuach and the question of Libo Gaspa, Pesach Pasuach, will be make like either kula but not the combination of the two. In other words, and normally, if it's not Libo Gaspa, I think most poskim are comfortable with applying the Radvaz responsibly. In other words, not just that the door is unlocked, but there's a real chance, authentic, genuine, serious chance of people popping in. That is sufficient. The Radvaz is more makel understanding of Pasuach if it's not Libo Gaspa. But if it is Libo Gaspa, so then we'll only accept the higher level of Pasuach Mamush, of visibility. So if your dating is going well, the only thing you're going to want to actually be on that park bench where people walking by can actually see you. If it's not Libo Gaspa, so random woman, so then the lower level Pesach Pasuach is enough. And then if you need to run, please run. If not, let's wrap up with the final kula, which was the other situational kula, number 9, is based on the Gemara also, the next Gemara of Peyal from Nal, right after Bail Be'ir and Pesach Pasuach, the Gemara spoke about Anashim Rabin
the Nashim Rabos. Many, many, many women. The Gemara got into a complicated subcase of how the many men are in one room, the many women are in the other room, so then it gets a little more complicated. But the implication is, and the Rambam says this beferish, as does the Shulchan Aruch quote him, one space with many men and many women is absolutely mutter. That is not, that's, in other words, and you remember, the Rambam is matir, even though the Rambam assumes that we're all prutzim. The Rambam doesn't accept shnei anashim k'sheim, shlosh anashim k'sheim, he thinks we're all prutzim. And yet, even the Rambam says, many men and women together, that is mutter. So it's afilu, the prutzim. It's mutter, afilu, prutzim. In other words, it's not that they're shomrim. A parutz couldn't be a shomrim. This is just not called private. That's not yichud. It's not a situation which is aser. Much as we had discussed with the pasuach, Shecht is London said that if the Ravaz's approach to pasuach is that it's a heter. But the Rikei in the Beis Meir, where you're actually visible to the street, it's not that that's a heter, it's just not yichud. You're not in private. Yichud means there's some element of privacy. You're visible to anyone walking on the street, and the over v'shavim, that's just public. It's not a situation of yichud. So that's what's going on here as well. Anashim rabbi, v'nashim rabbi, this is not a situation of yichud. If you're in the middle of Times Square, even Times Square of yesteryear, when it was even seedier, it's just not, you're surrounded by many prutz and many prutzos, it's just not yichud. You may not want to be there. It might be mechur hadavar to be there, going back to what we discussed yesterday. It may not be an appropriate place to be. But yichud it's not. It may be wrong for other reasons. But that's not called yichud, because there's nothing private about it. There are nashim rabin v'nashim rabos. And to stress, anashim rabin v'isha achas is a problem by prutzim. That was a gemara. But anashim rabin and anashim rabos, that's just not private. It's just not yichud whatsoever. The one question which Nosa Kaim had discussed was, how many are rabbim and how many are rabbos? Is it just 2 plus 2? Is it ready? 2 men and 2 women is ready? Is it not yichud? Does not seem to be the widely accepted opinion. The more widely accepted opinion seems to be 3 and 3. There are other cases also where rabbim, yamim is 2, but yamim rabbim is 3. Other cases where rabbim connotes more than just 2, connotes 3. So that's how I think we usually assume. We have a situation where there are at least 3 men and at least 3 women. That is not not called a private situation. That is not an Isser Yichud whatsoever. If it's Mechura Adavar, that's a separate issue. But Isser Yichud, that's it. This wraps up our reorganization, our Chazara via charting and reorganization of the concepts of Yichud. Again, we had, as I said, when we got started yesterday, we learned step by step, and it's often the case when you chazer, you work through sukkahs piece by piece by piece, that once you've learned a lot, you have the opportunity then to sort of zoom out and draw from the perspective of all the pieces to put everything into a larger framework. Hopefully this much of Hilchas Yichud on one board will help to understand things more, and it helps also make it much more practical. You're able now to look at a situation and think to yourself in an organized way, so, you know, to the coolest 1 or 2 apply. How about, who could I add as a shomer? 3, 4, 5, 6, or 7. And maybe by Derek Balad, we have to add 2 such people. Or it's just not a situation you can at all, either because it fits the rules of Pesach Pesach, or because this is a Rosh Hashanah. This is Anash and Rav and Anash and Rav. Yeah, I want to go. I'm glad to stick around for questions.